This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's go to the fan hotline. He covers Major League Baseball for The Athletic. He is newsletter The Windup. Must read. Go to The Athletic. You can sign up for it. He's Levi Weaver. Levi, good to have you with us again.
Hey, Levi.
Yeah. Happy to talk to you guys again.
Hard shell, soft shell for your tacos?
Oh, give me soft shell.
No kidding. Doesn't that make it not a taco?
No, listen, man. I live in Texas. We've got the taco scene pretty down pat here. If you guys ever come hang with me, I will make you some breakfast tacos that will change your life.
Oh, wow. What's in them? Just tell me. I'm happy. Just tell me what's in them.
So I prefer a little steak. I go with eggs. I make a lime juice and sour cream sauce that I put on it, and then I pickle my own jalapenos and onions.
So you lose me on the jalapenos, but we're good on that. Onions, so. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, a little bit of garlic. It's a little cilantro on top. Yeah, it's a good one.
All right, That sounds serious.
You know, Jeff lived in Beaumont for a while. I know he's excited when you said Texas.
Yeah,
that's why.
There you go. Hey, our Guardians continue to show us that they're a 500 team, don't they? I mean, you get hot, looking really good, then you're not hot. Then you get hot again. Now you've lost five or six again in a pennant race. What impression does our team give you?
I mean, you're not wrong, but you kind of look around the league and there's a lot of teams like that.
True.
You know, I mean, there's one right here where I live. The Rangers get hot right after the All-Star break, and they're tied for the last wild card spot, and then just absolutely tank. 500 is going to keep you in the wild card race in the American League at this point. And all it's going to take for Cleveland to make it into the playoffs, in my opinion, is to just kind of keep treading water and get hot one more time. If they just get hot one more time, I mean, sure, maybe the Mariners and the Yankees and the Red Sox all play better down the stretch, but like, I wouldn't give up hope just yet, but that's not really you expect to be excited when you hear, oh, no, the Guardians might be a playoff team, but it's not like an exciting playoff team.
Other than Ramirez, Kwan kind of fell off a little bit here. Is there anything that's intriguing to you as the Guardians if they can get in, especially with small ball? I can understand. Like, I think you reflect the national perspective on this, and I got to tell you, folks around here get frustrated with lack of offense real quick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think their bullpen is interesting. It's been really cool to watch some of those guys. Like Sobrowski has been really good in the second half. Nick Enright is a great story, recovered from cancer. When Class A went on administrative leave, you kind of think, man, that's really going to tank their bullpen, not having him at the back end. They've been fine. So that's interesting to me. But you're right. I mean, from an offensive standpoint, it's, you know, Daniel Schneeman, like, is he exciting? Not particularly. He's hitting, what, like 225. So it is a rough go at the plate for the Guardians.
Levi Weaver joining us from The Athletic. The idea was, okay, go home, and August 31st, you're not allowed to be with the team for Luis Ortiz and Emmanuel Clase. I can't imagine they're coming back. I wonder what's going to happen next year and beyond, Levi. What are you hearing about the situation with the gambling investigation with those guys? And what do you think their future is?
What's weird is I'm not hearing anything at all. Yeah. I mean, MLB has kept a pretty tight lid on all of this. best case scenario is that one or both of them are determined to not have been at fault. And, hey, you know, sorry that you missed some games, but we had to do our due diligence. Worst case scenario is if they're involved in gambling in a game that they're playing, that's a lifetime ban. So that could be the end of both careers if they are found to be guilty. But as far as like any whispering or rumors or, yeah, I think it's going to go this way or that, I've heard nothing, which is honestly a little surprising.
Is it tough for Major League Baseball to balance taking the gambling dollars and yet watching it like they have with Ortiz and Class A? And because I would think it's a little bit of a fine line that they really spell out to players. Players know what they're supposed to do and what they're not supposed to do, but still, that's kind of a fine line.
I mean, that's one way of putting it. I think I would probably use the word hypocrisy about it.
Another word?
Yeah, I don't think that it's good for the sport, and I understand there's a lot of money in it. And it's sort of this horseshoe theory of like, you know, I'm not a prude. I'm not trying to be a you know, fundamentalist about it. And, you know, gambling is evil, but you kind of get all the way back around to, yeah, it's not good for the sport. Baseball has done well to distance themselves from gambling for a very long time. And it did not take very long. Now that it's become more legal and more widespread, it didn't take very long. These are not the first two guys that we've seen popped for this. Tucapita Marcano, I think, was the guy's name last year, with the Pirates banned for life. So you start to see it creep back in. And the big risk is that baseball loses its trust with the fans. I mean, we saw this with – I mean, boxing was a similar thing, right? Like, boxing used to be the biggest sport in America.
Sure was.
Mm-hmm. And – you know, gambling controversy after gambling controversy. And like, who's the heavyweight champion of the world right now? I have no idea. I don't know. It fell out of relevance. It's been passed by MMA. So baseball really, and the other sports as well, all of the major sports have really got to take a hard look at how much is this money worth? Is it worth this money to lose the fans' trust that these games are being played without gambling interference?
Yeah, I the interesting part of this, though, is how they jumped on it, and that if you're Major League Baseball, you're saying, look, we have these relationships with our gambling partners, and that's how we know, and that's how we know so quick, so that the league feels like they have more clarity in being able to police the situation. Does that, I mean, do you see that as a positive, that the league, okay, look, you know, because I'm just like you, like I've always thought Major League Baseball was kind of hypocritical, even from the minute they took a dollar from a lottery. You know, to talk about this anti-gambling, but yet, oh, you know, you go to every ballpark in America, and at one point you would see the lottery commission. I'm like, you know, isn't that kind of gambling? I know it's a different kind of gambling, but it's weird. But the fact that they're able to jump on this and say, well, look, now we have transparency because the folks that are betting and they're doing it illegally, we know right away. Like, that's kind of a weird part of the relationship too, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what will be used to justify the continued influx of gambling dollars for sure. And you're right, it could be worse. They could be not doing that, you know? But just, I guess if you want to take the other side of the argument that I just made, you could say, hey, maybe this was going on all along on a gambling black market. These things happened. And because they were so, I mean, the first pitch of the bat's going to be a ball. Who blinks an eye when a pitcher throws the ball?
Nobody. Exactly.
You know, so maybe this was always going on and now they're just catching it. You could make that argument. I don't know. It's how much of I'll never be able to know the answer to this question, but I would love to know how much of it was going on before and now they're catching it versus what I think is the case, that the increased spread of sports betting and especially prop bets, and kudos to the, you know, some of the gambling companies have banned these prop bets because of the situation, and, you know, good for them. I can't say for sure which it is, but I think the more access that there is to gambling, the more that people will try to get around it because the allure is there.
Levi Weaver joining us from The Athletic. Right now, American League, let's think playoffs for a second. First place teams are Toronto, Detroit, Houston. I like Seattle. I like some of the moves they made at the trade deadline. Do you have a team to beat in the American League?
No, I don't.
That's the problem, right?
I mean, maybe Detroit. They've been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They were really good in the first half, stumbled a bit in the second half. I think they've got some interesting pieces, and anytime you've got Tarek Skubal on your in your rotation, that's going to benefit you in the postseason. I'll be really interested to see tomorrow Shane Bieber makes his Blue Jays debut. And if Shane Bieber is anything like he was before his Tommy John surgery, and I suspect it's going to take 4 or 5 starts for him to kind of really get back into form and maybe longer. Maybe it doesn't happen this year that they get that version of Shane Bieber, but if he is and you add him to that rotation, their offense has been very good. There's a scare with Vladimir Guerrero Jr.'s hamstring recently. He's apparently okay, should be back in the lineup soon. Toronto could be pretty scary if Bieber is very good. But no, I honestly don't even think Houston's going to win the division. Seattle could be fun. I really like their rotation. Their offense has been better this year. Cal Raleigh is having a historic season.
Isn't he, though?
So maybe those three as my favorites in the AL, but I couldn't point to one and be like, well, definitely them and then the rest of the pack. It's, I think, one of those three.
I just to kind of go back to the Guardians here for a second, Parker Messick got the start yesterday, first start ever. It was really cool. It was a great story. Unfortunately, the team lost the game. But, you know, Jeff and I were sitting here debating by the fact that you put him on the hill at all to make his Major League debut. Are you already turning the page towards development by doing that and sending Joey Cantillo down? Or do you believe that Parker Messick, like, gives this team the little bit of hope that they have to say, no, what, season's not over and we're still trying for this, and now we have a guy we think can win games for us?
I mean, you guys will have a better beat on that than I will as far as what their thinking is. I think that they, in a situation like this, you almost kind of have to just go with, let's go with the development. What's going to make us better for the years to come? And if we happen to win this year, great. But honestly, do they have a chance to win the World Series? I kind of don't think so. So I don't know that you can really like delay development for the sake of this season, even if it might be a playoff team, even if they're somewhat close to a playoff spot. I think the big picture probably is to get as, you know, be as good as you can in 26 and 27.
Levi Weaver from The Athletic, The Windup, your newsletter, free. We like that.
Oh, good
People
job.
Can just go to The Athletic and pick it up, right? Sign up for it?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's free. The link is a little weird, but if you just Google The Windup, The Athletic, and either my name or Ken Rosenthal, that'll be an easier name to remember. He writes that with me every day, so we're easy to find.
And appreciate your time, as always, and the taco recipe as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Taco recipe in there, too.
Thanks.
Yeah, hit me up anytime. I'll give you guys the exact recipe sometime.
There it is.
Thank
Levi,
you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Levi everybody. Weaver, Guardians 10.5 games back in the Central Division.
It makes me...
That ship has sailed, right?
They were five, a week ago, week and a half ago.
And they have to jump the Kansas City Royals, who are 10 games back.
Don't make me look
The divisional ship has sailed, has it not?
Officially, I should say unofficially,
just say
officially.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wild card, it's still right there, Andy. You're only three games back. That's nothing. Seriously, that's nothing. I mean, that's a weekend. It's a weekend.
It's a week, really, because I mean, you got to expect. That's a sweep. You got a sweep. They got a sweep.
Mariners get swept this weekend. Guardians sweep this weekend. Boom, right there. Guardians are in the wild card.
I just don't think that happens as much as we
want. As
long
as Kansas City loses one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it could happen. That's what I'm saying. It could happen in a weekend.
It's more like a week. If you get lucky, you can pick up three games in a week.
I think this team still has every chance to win a wild card spot. Do I think they're the best team out of the wild card group? No, I don't. I don't. However, all it's going to take is a good run, Andy.
Well, they got to get on a streak.
As Levi Weaver just pointed out and said, one more good hot streak. I think that would do it. I mean, they've had some really good hot streaks this year. And right now they've lost 5 out of 6.
Well, what's telling is they can, if they really want to make this happen, they can distance themselves from Texas right now with them, you know, with three games against Texas. Although it always seems to be difficult when you're down there in Arlington. So you've got three there and you're two up on Texas. Is that right? In the wild card race? So here you go. You've got a shot to elevate yourself there. Seattle will be a big series because there you've got back-to-back wild card. You want to get hot, man. Get hot now, especially with Seattle for three and then Boston for three. So it seems like kind of a daunting task, but they got to get hot.
I think their starting pitching is good enough to give them a chance to win most every game, and I think their bullpen is good enough to close out most every game. It's just getting that lead. You know, can they get that lead? And it's not like it was in the past. I don't think the bullpen is nearly the lockdown bullpen that it was. And how could it be when you don't have, you know, the best closer in the game? It's just as good as Cade Smith is and as good as I think he's going to be, I'd rather have Cade Smith and Emmanuel Clase, of course. Mm-hmm. So you're obviously depleted there. And the starting rotation doesn't have that ace, but it does have guys who are pretty good.
Guys that can give you a win any day.
Yeah.
Isn't that what a rotation should be?
Well, yeah.
We sit here and we talk about having a number one starter over and over and over again. And really, what does that mean? Your number one starter in game one of a playoff series. And that's not where they are. They're in the regular season.
You don't want a stinker in your rotation.
No.
And I don't think they have one. Mr. Lamb is in Cleveland. Hello, Mr. Lamb.
Mr. Lamb.
Hey, yeah, Mr. Lamb. That's me.
Yes.
That's what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what they call me. Why you, Lamb?
Go for it. What do you got, Mr. Lamb?
I hope the Guardians make the playoffs.
Okay.
That's going out on a limb, Mr. Lamb.
On a limb.
Mr. Lamb?
Mr. Lamb on a limb.
That's good stuff, man.
You have anything to say, Mr. Lamb?
Pitching? Yeah, Sean Lim. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Lim, thanks.
We've had some great phone calls.
I have a friend named Mr. Lamb. He's a fine guy.
Okay. I got nothing on that.
Menigan just turned around and looked at me like, what the hell are you talking about?
I have nothing on that. Yeah, that's...
I do have a friend named Lamb. He's a good guy.
I had a good friend of mine, Mark Lamb, was a long snapper for Washington at the time.
There you go.
Yeah. That's why I'm so fond of long snappers.
Because I don't want to sit here and continue to bash the offense. I can't wait for next year or the year after. I know. I hate it. To see if some of these guys can actually develop offensively. They drafted a boatload of guys this year. You had Travis Bazana last year. You had Chase DeLauder, I believe it was the year before. I mean, you have guys who are supposedly knocking on the door. But the problem is, I think you have a pitching staff now that could actually get you to the playoffs as a wild card. I don't think you have an offense that can get you past the first round of the playoffs.
I don't disagree. I don't think they're better than the three teams that are currently in the playoff position right now. They're not better than Seattle. They're not better than Boston. They're not better than the Yankees.
I agree with you. The Yankees keep
going up and down. But now the Yankees have a two-game lead on the top spot. Remember, the Yankees ever fall out? We were knocking on the Yankees' door. No, they never fell out. I think the Guardians got to within a half game of the Yankees and just couldn't push their way into the top three. And now you're three back on that. The good thing for the Guardians, though, if you want to be an optimist, the teams that are ahead of them, they play most of them? Yeah. The Royals, Mariners, Red Sox. And so you only need to play two of those three to kind of make a jump, especially when you're three games back. But the Rangers are right behind it. You know the Rangers are salivating over this series because they're like, okay, if we're going to get back in this is where it starts.
Our chance, yeah.
This is right. We have a chance to knock the Guardians down over this next three-game series.
Can they do it? You know, that's the question here. I thought Parker Messick was really...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It was fun to watch
yesterday.
That was
a great game yesterday. That was fun to watch.
And see, that's where this organization, anytime my, you know, you think, well, you know, my faith dwindles a little bit. They roll out a guy who they drafted in the second round, who they obviously earmarked to be a part of this thing moving forward. He comes up and he does a great job. And I just think, this team can develop pitching. That's great, because that's the lifeblood of this game. And they keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. And that will always give you a chance. And I keep hoping that this year, with a little change in draft philosophy, and it was a little organizational shift from folks I've talked with, just a little bit more of like, all right, we're going for power hitters.
Right.
We're going for college hitters, and we're going to, you know, get them in here. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, you have a very different looking lineup with some guys who can actually swing the bat on a regular basis.
Right.
You know, our guys have done okay from time to time, but it's so sporadic, Andy, that it's silly.
Now you're back to two guys in the lineup hitting under 200. It's frustrating. It's hard to watch. And you watch games like yesterday. When you start losing in extra innings or you're losing these one-run games, it takes the life out of a franchise.
It does. There's no question about that. We've heard here the new agreement with Major League Baseball and ESPN for the network to sell all out-of-market and some in-market games. So apparently here, ESPN and Major League Baseball have a deal ready to go, and it'll give the network, ESPN, exclusive rights to sell all out-of-market regular season games digitally and in-market games for five clubs over the next 3 years. One of those clubs
are
Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah,
there are several teams that their TV deals are being done by Major League Baseball right now.
Right, because of the whole...
Right, the regional sports network thing.
Yeah.
Guardians, Padres, Twins, Diamondbacks, Rockies. And according to Andrew Marchand, who has written this story, if the deal is signed officially, ESPN will have the full rights to games for those five teams. And what does that mean for
in and out of market for the five teams?
Right. Yeah. What does that mean for all of us?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that viewers would likely need to subscribe to ESPN, either directly or through an operator. And then I would assume that's, you know, for your cable system, correct? If you have cable or whatever your package might be there.
Yeah, is that become a la carte for your cable?
I don't know. Thank you. And then for an added price, they would be able to receive their local team's games. Added price.
According to Marchand, that story is, so for digital consumers, fans are likely to need an ESPN direct-to-consumer subscription to go along with MLB TV. The overall new pricing for MLB TV is not decided yet, but it's expected to be similar or cheaper than the current $29.99 per month.
Andrew writes for The Athletic. He has the piece out right now.
Yeah.
Do you think we ever get to the point where almost everything for your local team is behind a paywall in some way, shape, or form?
Jeff, let's be honest. It's been that way since they've been 150 games when, you know, we both started working at Fox. That's a paywall.
I'm thinking even more individually. You know, like you can get games on your, you know, in your cable package. I wonder if you have to just flat out go a la carte. I would like to buy Cleveland Cavalier basketball. I would like to buy Cleveland Guardians baseball.
Yes.
You think that happens?
Yeah, I think
you think
right
it happens
now.
Soon?
Yeah, I think we're there.
What's
now?
That do to viewership?
I don't think it does anything, because I think it depends how they distribute it through the cable systems. Because, I mean, cable systems don't have the same impact they used to. Local TV doesn't have the same impact it used to. And so now we all find ourselves in the app world where we're just going to the app where we want to watch stuff anyway. So, you know, that's why I think I enjoy like Paramount Plus. I enjoy Peacock. I enjoy Disney Plus, because it's not just, it's a la carte, but those seem to be more than a la carte. You know,
you're not just getting one thing when you subscribe to those.
Right. It's not just the one, But I got to believe that if you're going to get this, you know, for $39.99, I'm sure you, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, Dan, but if you're just getting, you'll get MLB TV and you would get ESPN, MLB, I don't even know what the new channel will be called.
Yeah, so that's what we're all still trying to figure out in all of this stuff is ESPN is buying up all the out-of-market. Basically, what was MLB TV, if you have MLB TV, it is looking like that's all going to find its way to ESPN. So I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know what it's going to entail in between there, but it seems like Major League Baseball wants to get out of the television business.
I don't blame them, do you? I think it's easier to just collect a check.
Well, the NFL getting out of the NFL Network business.
Yeah, with ESPN.
Yeah.
I mean, ESPN's out cornering everything.
ESPN looks like it's trying to corner everything that you would actually want to see, and then we're going to have to all pay for it.
But the thing that's interesting about ESPN...
I mean, that's business.
Right? But ESPN's changed their core value, right? Like, a lot of the core value of ESPN was...
Was SportsCenter.
It was game and shoulder programming, right? That's what we always call it, like... You know, what we do on the radio, we're shoulder programming for the Browns on the Browns Radio Network. We're pre and post. And so, you know,
we're not elbow.
No, we're not. Although you might be belly button when you do halftime. I'm just saying.
Interesting.
So, but it's just weird that ESPN now and in the future is much different than what ESPN was when we were growing up. It's almost, in some ways, you can almost liken it to MTV. Like MTV used to be about watching music videos, then all of a sudden became watching TV shows.
Yep.
I just feel like ESPN is just all about the program and it doesn't really matter what's around it.
It's interesting. What we do know is that it's going to, in some way, shape, or form, cost viewers money to see your teams.
It always has.
Everything else.
It really has.
Maybe more specifically just for one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. We will see. Browns activity. We expect to hear from Coach Stefanski in the 1 o'clock hour. So, Andy.
Jeffrey.
Remember when we chatted earlier in the week, my thought is the minute that you made Joe Flacco your starting quarterback for this year, I can't imagine this team not taking a quarterback in the first round next year. You have two picks. It's a good quarterback draft.
I
imagine
see
that's going to happen.
I don't necessarily think that's true.
Okay. Field
because
Yates.
That would mean, just hang on, that would mean that either Gabriel or Sanders arrived. If you don't need to take a quarterback.
Oh, no, I said you will take a quarterback.
No, I know you're saying that they will. I'm saying that I'm hoping that Gabriel or Sanders arrives.
I don't think you're going to get enough of a sample size for either one of those guys to think, yep, we have our guy, to pass up the opportunity that's going to present itself next year.
Hmm.
And I say that based on this, and this is just more ammo to back up everything about this quarterback class coming out. Field Yates does a nice job on ESPN, does a lot of draft stuff and everything else. Dare I say it, Andy?
Say it.
He has a mock draft out.
Oh, Field, what are you doing?
Preseason pick predictions for round number one. Are you ready to really be disgusted?
I don't know if it's disgusting, but go ahead. If you like college football, this should be fun.
He says, according to simulations and blah, 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 he's assuming, thinking, figuring the number one pick in next year's NFL draft goes to
dun, 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 dun.
Your Cleveland Browns.
And would that be their pick, their natural pick? Or
their natural pick.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Not what you wanted to hear.
No, that's not good.
And with the number one overall pick in the draft, he has the Browns selecting Arch Manning from Texas.
Seems like a slam dunk if that's what the case is.
Even though Jimmy Haslam said, you know, we think he's going to stay for 2 years. And
so does Grandpa.
Grandpa Archie said, I think he's going to stay for 2 years. Field Yates has the kid coming out after 1 year and coming to the Browns in his mock draft with the number one pick in the draft. Hmm. Now, Arch Manning himself was asked about it. I believe it was all at Texas Media Day.
Yeah, I think after they SEC named stuff, him the starter, wasn't it? Yeah,
the Big Ten, whatever it is these days. He talked all about it and had this to say about Grandpa saying, no, not draft next year.
Next year, is he right?
Yeah, I don't know where he got that from. he texted me and apologized about that, but I'm really just taking it day by day right now.
Next year, is he right?
Day by day right now. Not where he got that from. Grandpa had to apologize.
Wow.
Hey, I know Coop named me after you, Grandpa, but man, you're on your own there.
Gramps,
Stay in saying, your lane. Gramps?
Stay in your lane there.
My name's not Eli. Which makes me think, anybody who thinks Grandpa's not going to let Arch go to fill in the blank team needs to rethink that, because apparently Grandpa's not as tight with this as we think.
So who was telling Jimmy when Jimmy got his feelings on this? Jimmy
has now them. That could be Uncle Peyton. You never know. Supposedly there's that Tennessee connection there.
When are we going to get Arch's dad back on with us?
I don't know. He was fun.
He was awesome.
That'd be Cooper. Yeah, Cooper. So Field Yates has the Browns taking Arch Manning at number one. Let's just say the Browns don't get the number one pick. At number two, he has the Jets making a trade with the Giants, which seems preposterous to me to give the Jets a franchise quarterback, and has them taking Lenora Sellers, the quarterback from South Carolina.
So Jackson Dart trades lockers in the locker room. Is that what you're saying? What are you saying there?
That he has Jets taking Lenora Sellers after making a trade to get the Giants pick.
So the Giants...
He thinks the Giants are going to stink, give the number two pick, and trade it to the Jets.
Okay.
Right. He's got a lot of things going here.
That's very hypothetical.
Okay. He also has the Saints trading up in a mock trade with Tennessee. So, he's speculating on where a team's going to finish, then that they're going to make a trade with the pick, and then speculating who they take. He has the Saints at number three taking the kid from Clemson, Cade Klubnik. So, top three picks in next year's draft, Field Yates has three quarterbacks going.
Mm.
It gets worse.
As far as quarterbacks or just?
At number nine, he has the Rams from Atlanta taking Sam Leavitt, the quarterback from Arizona State.
Yeah.
At number 11, he has the Indianapolis Colts, who are starting Daniel Jones this year and Anthony Richardson sitting on the bench, drafting Drew Aller from Medina and Penn State.
I don't know why, but I feel like Drew Aller is going to end up in Pittsburgh.
Just for giggles, let me just throw in Cleveland Browns at number 12 with the Jacksonville pick taking an offensive tackle, Austin Barber from Florida. And then at number 16, he has Aaron Rodgers' team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, taking Garrett Nussmeier, the quarterback from Louisiana State University, also known as LSU.
Yeah.
So in other words, six of the first 16 picks in next year's draft. Right now, Field Yates has quarterbacks. And that's the type of draft that this team, the Browns, will be going into next year at the quarterback spot, which is to me why it screams that Pickett didn't step up. He got hurt. Sanders, Gabriel, as of yet, have not stepped up to win that starting job. I don't think they'll get enough starts this year, enough playing time to make the front office think we're good and we don't have to jump in on that quarterback class next year. I just don't see enough of a sample size, Andy, where they can pass up what looks like the opportunity to draft a pretty clear fire franchise quarterback next year.
And that's what it looks like they're going to do. If you're looking at his mock. Now, again, you said the number one pick is a natural number
one
pick.
He has the Browns earning the number one pick, unfortunately.
So that means he's got Jacksonville at 12.
Yep.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. And that they would take Austin Barber, tackle from Florida.
But here's the other thing. All right, so you don't get Arch Manning if he comes out. He has quarterbacks in the top three. Top three guys in the draft as quarterbacks. And then three more from at 9, 11, and 16. You don't think the Browns are going to finish any lower than or any higher than whatever, 500 team? That would put them at about 15. That means they could end up drafting a quarterback in this draft on their own. Forget the Jacksonville pick, whatever might happen with that. Forget possibly trading up. I mean, it looks like they will be in position next year, just based on what we think this team will do this year, to draft a quarterback with their own pick next year, alone any fun stuff.
Yeah, I still think that they'll have the ammo to get the number one pick just by having two picks, and one's being ours and one's being Jacksonville. I think they'll have the ammo to do that. If they had to, we know the franchise isn't scared to throw away three first-round picks on a quarterback, so they would probably give up the next year's
team. Well, that was an established guy, but you never know.
Yeah.
We'll see. Bottom line, a lot of quarterbacks next year. Browns might be in position to get one. It's why I think they're going to take one next year. I think that's what they'll do next year. But right now, we'll see what they do. It is pretty tempting, though, isn't it? You've got six quarterbacks, according to Field Yates, in the top 16. That's unless Sandy's. See, I just can't imagine Pickett, Gabriel, Sanders even getting enough opportunity this year to show that they're the man. You know, Joe's going to start. Joe's going to play however many games. If he plays all season, then you're clearly in a position to take a quarterback next year. Because if these guys can't beat out Joe, well, then you know Joe's not going to play for the next 6 years. You want to go? You'll go draft a guy.
Why do I feel like they drafted Dylan Gabriel to be their backup for a while, to be their number two quarterback for a while? And I think I say that because of the situation they're in for next year. I could see, like, it's either with a guy like Sanders, it's starter or bust. Like, I just don't see Sanders being a backup quarterback. I see him either being starter or bust. Pickett, if Pickett would work, that's like all taking a flyer. Flacco eventually is going to retire here. So why is it that I see Sanders in the one spot or the three, and I can see Gabriel in the two spot for a long time?
Because Gabriel's 5'11".
Okay.
That's the only reason why. I think Dylan Gabriel has a chance.
Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
You don't agree with what I'm saying? So what do you, all right, so project then.
I don't think you draft somebody in the third round and project him to be your backup at anything. I think we've sat on a lot of wide receivers to play.
We have sat on a lot of wide receivers drafted in the third round that didn't see a whole lot of time.
That's because they made bad picks.
Okay.
It's not the receiver, it's the bad pick.
Well,
Berea. Well, we don't know. The guy's played in a half of a football game. Let's all relax.
I'm not saying
Let's hold judgment until we see something. Please, for dear God's sake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.